Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 272 for Saturday, August 2nd, 2025, which I am actually pre-recording on the prior Saturday, July 26th, 2025, because I want to make another airport update. And sorry about the background music. I'd say I hope this doesn't get copyright struck, but I don't upload these to YouTube, so that doesn't apply to me. But anyway, I wanted to give another airport update because today is my travel day back from the big Disneyland / Alaska cruise vacation. And for this trip, when I booked it via the United website, it had it let you bundle a checked bag with a trip pass to United Clubs, and I thought, well, I'm going to check a bag anyway. And it's only a little bit more to get in United Clubs, and I've never been in an airport club or lounge before. So that seems really cool. I gotta check it out. What a cool opportunity. So I did, and it is really, really cool if you think if it's worth it to you, if you were going to check a bag anyway. Absolutely get that deal if it's offered to you, and if you're going to have some time to hang out in an airport before or between flights. What Club Access does for you is it gets you access to a smaller and less crowded and generally quieter, except the music is louder in here than I would like, lounge that you can hang out in before or between flights. And pretty much every single seat has at least one or several power outlets. Much of the seating is very comfortable. There's a small buffet with a bar, so your food and drinks, if you're that way inclined, are covered by the cost of admission to the club. So if you are going to buy food in an airport, it's a really great deal. And I was dumb and I wanted to be surprised and I didn't realize that, so I did buy food at the Seattle airport. So I only ate some brownie bites there. Didn't realize there would be actual food in the lounge, which there was. It's really, really cool. I'm actually recording this in one of the two at the Denver airport. This one even has a gas fireplace. It's really awesome. And you can usually sit up and people watch because, and this is a little embarrassing, access to airport clubs or lounges usually puts you literally above the regular travelers, as well as figuratively, since they're on an upper floor of an airport that looks down onto the main concourse. Is this a little pretentious, and do I feel a little out of place? Yeah, I do. Am I a little embarrassed? Yeah, but I thought I would share and demystify it in case you were ever wondering. And it's still a really, really cool experience. Would I do it again if the opportunity was offered? And if I had a lot of time to spend in airports? Yes. And if I planned on buying food there anyway? Absolutely. If it were offered. Gotta say, it is pretty neat. I'm almost home. I will be home in Omaha in just a few hours. And I gotta eat because they're gonna close pretty soon. About the same time as I'm supposed to be boarding my flight. I will talk to you again later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear on the album Music for Podcasts 2. Which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.